For every cold, dark night, for every thunderstorm, there is a calm new light, and I say let it come. For every bloody fight, for every hate-filled tongue, there is a world of peace, and I sing let it come. I sing let it come. Let it come between us like a soothing breeze, like a sprig of hope from a dove of peace. And in this moment we are face to face. Can we touch the truth? Can we feel the grace? Can we let it come? For every dream that's lost, every lonely soul, there is a harbor home, and I say let it come. For every breaking heart, for every hour of pain, there is a healing star, and I say let it come, let it come, let it come between us like a soothing breeze, like a sprig of hope from a dove of peace. And in this moment we are face to face. Can we touch the truth? Can we feel the grace?
Recording stopped.
Let it come. I say let it come. For every cold, dark night, for every thunderstorm, there is a calm new light, and I say let it come.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Oh, that was beautiful. Exquisite. And exactly what this chapter is about in Can We Talk to God by Ernest Holmes. It's about letting it come and trusting that it's already there to come. It's already in, it's already all around, it's already here. And my chapter is called Principle and Practice. And that's the principle. Oneness is the principle. And in this chapter, Ernest describes so beautifully the idea of the one. He said, we are each a part of the life that is some part of the eternal God. We are forever reaching out, forever gaining, growing, and expanding. Spirit is forever incarnating itself in us. Such an understanding teaches us there can never come a time when we shall stop progressing. that age is an illusion, that limitation is a mistake, that unhappiness is ignorance. We cannot be afraid when we know the truth. The greatest good accompanying such an understanding of truth will be the elimination of fear. He went on to say, we can be certain that there is an intelligence in the universe to which we may come, which will inspire and guide us, a love which overshadows. God is real to the one who believes in the same spirit, real to the soul, which senses its unity with the whole. In such degree as we cooperate with these eternal realities in love, in peace, in wisdom, and in joy, believing and receiving, we are automatically blessed. It's not a terrific struggle. When we arrive at this goal, it's through a quiet expectation, a joyful anticipation, and the calm recognition that all the peace there is and all the power there is and all the good there is love, the living spirit almighty. I've mentioned before that there is a church on a road that I pass often that sometimes has there a great big billboard in the front that says, God is love, period. And when I see that, it always brings me a sense of peace because it reminds me that I can tune to love. I can find something to love. And the peace that I found this morning is a piece from Chatting with the Beloved book number 4, the last one that I wrote. And Beloved said, you are so loved. When you love yourself as we love you, you will remember the value of your being. And I said, I want to see myself the way you see me, to love myself the way you love me, Beloved. And they said, what do you know about us? I said, you are infinite and eternal. You are love itself. And creativity, intelligence, harmony, wholeness, life, and light. And they said, Goodsy, that's exactly you too. You are infinite and eternal. The wholeness of you is the we that we are. You are love, creativity, intelligence, harmony, life, and light. Love that. And I said, who wouldn't love that? And they said, you, when you choose to judge and disrespect yourself. I said, whoa, disrespect is a strong word, B. They said, it's an accurate word. Chronic self-doubt and criticism is disrespectful. You are beautiful. We love you and see your beauty in every moment. I said, they see everyone's beauty in every moment. They said, of course, we love our life as each of you. You are the love that we are in action in the world. It doesn't matter if you're loving yourself, a baby, a flower, a mountain, or a toad. I love toads. They're so fun. Your love flowing makes a difference in the consciousness of humanity. That's why we celebrate your love lists. Not because you fill notebooks, but because you radiate love and appreciation as you contemplate all that you love to be, do, have, feel, taste, touch, smell, and see. I said, I see, B. Thank you. I am loved. And that was helpful in reminding me that Ernest starts in this chapter with the principle. And when we do spiritual mind treatment, we always start with the principle because the first step of treatment is our understanding of our higher power. We start by saying what we know God is. God is light and love and peace and power and grace and wholeness. It's all these words that I use constantly to remind myself. Beloved calls them the timeless eternal nouns because it makes me laugh, because it's a play on the word timeless eternal now. And when we remember these words, it helps us. It helps us so much because it takes us back into that practicing the presence. We remember those things that are so big and so much more than we can fully comprehend. But any little bit more that we can access is incredible. So we keep reaching for that beautiful knowing of what God is. What can I imagine? What can I think of? What can I expand into? What can I appreciate? What can I be aware of that God is today? However we use those ways that we imagine God, it's important that we do that we do connect with that divinity. We do remember that there is a power that's greater than we are, that we can connect with and feel. In the Science of Mind textbook, Ernest said, "There is one infinite mind from which all things come. That mind is through, in, and around us. It is the only mind there is, and every time we think, we use it. There is one infinite spirit, and every time we say, 'I am,' we proclaim it. There is one infinite substance, and every time we move in it. One. There is one limitless life, which returns to the thinker exactly what he thinks about it. One. Live, talk, act, and believe and know that you are a center in this one. All the power there is, all the presence there is, all the love there is, all the peace there is, all the good there is, and the only God there is omnipresent. Consequently, the infinite is in us and through us and through everything." In and through us, in and through everything. Now, sometimes that's hard to imagine because we look at things that are so difficult to see and know, and we say, how could God be in that? I can't see God in that one. I just can't. Right now, I can't see that one. And I was talking to Beloved about that in the very next place in the fourth book that I wrote with the Beloved. And Beloved said, "Love and appreciation always feel good because the infinite part of you is always loving. By loving from your local perspective, you allow that infinite energy to flow through you." And I said, "Some things and people are easier to love than others be." And they said, "Fill your intention with the easy ones for now. Keep letting your love flow, and you will find it easier and easier to love more and more. Don't worry about the hard ones. Delegate that to us. We are always loving everywhere and everyone anyway. Let us do our job, and you do yours of loving right where you are." One time they said that to me, and they said, "Loving everyone is our job, and we're really good at it. Let us do it, and you love what's right here, right now. In this moment, there is something to love. In this moment, there is so much to love. When I look at the faces of the people of my community, there is so much to love. When I look at how Reverend Hillary just stepped in to create a Zoom space for us today. There is so much to love. When we think of Dr. Carolyn driving to St. Augustine 4.5 hours to pick up Jeff yesterday and bring him home, and there is just so much to love, that we can share our love with the members of our community. We can share our prayers with our friend Marita, who is back in the hospice inpatient hospital this week. We can share our love with the people of the planet, and we can give thanks for the blessings that we see all around us. I went out to get flowers this morning because I didn't have any flowers in the house, and I have two little bouquets right here to share, because flowers make me feel good. And if I just have some simple flowers, $4.99 at Lidl this morning, I was able to get these chrysanthemums that will be good for 2 weeks probably. And the energy of flowers makes me happy. I couldn't go to the park this morning, so I thought, what can I do to bring nature into my life this morning? I thought, $5, flowers. It's so simple, and it works for me. And each of us have to find what works for us. Every one of us has access. Another thing I put right here, I will show you. Look at this beautiful, beautiful pointed thing that Mary Rose made for me. It's to put in plants, but I put it in the flower arrangement this morning because I wanted to share the love that's part of our community. And we can all send love to Mary Rose, just as we all send love to each of the names and iPhone Kaylee and phone number Bethany that are on our screens in this moment. So much love to share. And it's infinite. We don't run out. When we access the love that is inside of us, that is the infinite love that is everywhere and always. And we become, as B said so importantly, part of the cosmic distribution system of divine love, which always makes me laugh. How modest can we be as part of the cosmic distribution system of divine love? We can begin to respect ourselves and to bring ourselves into that space of self-love rather than criticism. It's such a powerful, powerful thing. Ernest in this chapter said, prayer, communion with the spirit, meditation or contemplation is for the purpose of unifying our minds with the universal mind, opening up the avenues of our thought to a greater influx. The greater our receptivity and comprehension, the more complete its flow. The spirit is always harmonious. It is complete with itself. It exists in a state of perpetual bliss and always acts in accord with the law of its own being. Perpetual bliss isn't available to me all the time. sometimes I'm using the Abraham emotional scale and going from fear to anger to worry to doubt to boredom to contentment. Ah, blessings. There are blessings to count. There are blessings to count. There's flowers at Lidl and I have $5. There's blessings to count. There's a roof over my house. There's a car in front of my house. There's bills that are paid this month. There are friends in spiritual community that we connect with. There are people to back us up when things don't look like they're going right. And it's such a gift to recognize that we need to open to receive. It is up to us to open to receive. The let it come is our job. the good is always flowing to us. There is never a time when the good isn't flowing to us. It's always coming to us. It's always coming to us. We're the ones that need to open the door and let it come. I've heard before that the door to the infinite opens inward. And we have to open that door. And there is good piled up outside that door waiting to come in all the time. But we have to open to be receptive. We have to let it come. And then we can let it come between us, because we can give what we have. And we connect with the love, then we have love to give. When we treat ourselves with kindness, we have the kindness to share. And that infinite flow comes to us and through us. And it is good. So this week, I've been looking at practice and suggestions for practice. And the first and foremost practice is meditation and prayer. And the next couple of talks are going to be on prayer and treatment. So I'm not going to spend much time with that today. I already talked about that a little bit. But there are a couple of things that have come to me briefly in this particular week as practice. And I know that the love that is the truth is right here and right now. And that we are allowing that practice to flow through us. So I heard some things that were useful, and I'm going to share them now. The energy of that is that Abraham talked about something so simple. They said, use the phrase, wouldn't it be nice if? Wouldn't it be nice if I could access the wholeness of my being? Wouldn't it be nice if I could feel God's presence in this moment? Wouldn't it be nice if I could practice the peace and feel the peace? Wouldn't it be nice if I could remember who I truly am? Wouldn't it be nice if I could feel the love and flow the love that I know is within me to flow? Wouldn't it be nice if I could be kind to myself, even in this moment when I feel really out of sorts and discombobulated? Wouldn't it be nice if I could ask someone for help? And they would say, yes, I'm happy to help you, and let me offer what I have to give. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be nice? And a couple of days this week, I was playing with that, wouldn't it be nice if, and I made a huge list of things that would be nice. that was such a powerful, powerful place to be. And I had that here, and I'm sure it's in this stack of papers. But I will go into that maybe in the second half, because the other part of what I got was based on something that Gail Renwick gave to us. And I recognize that Gail is with us now, and I'm thrilled. She's back from her wonderful trip to Portugal, and she joined us today, and that's a great thing. And all this week, I have been thinking about something that Gail taught us, and she gave us a little sign for our mirrors or our refrigerators, and I believe this is what she said. I actually couldn't find it this week. I looked for it a couple of times. But I think what she said is, there is but one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. And I took that in and I repeated it to myself. There is but one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. And I felt better and I said, there is but one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. Now, I might have been not able to get there if I hadn't done Wouldn't It Be Nice If first? Because Wouldn't It Be Nice is soothing when you're in a lot of resistance. It helps. But when I remembered what Gail had said and gave us, it really helped me. And then the third thing, I have lots of toys to play with and practice. The third thing was I was using the timeless eternal nouns. And so I had the list right in front of me love and light and peace and power and grace and health and wholeness and clarity and wisdom and joy and freedom. There are so many. And I thought, oh, if I combined Gail's statements with the timeless eternal nouns, I could go on for a very long time. So I tried it out. There is but one mind. That mind is God's mind. That mind is perfect. That mind is my mind now. There is but one love. That love is God's love. That love is perfect. That love is my love now. There is but one light. That light is God's light. That light is perfect. And that light is my light now. There is but one peace. That peace is God's peace. That peace is perfect. That peace is my peace now. And we have all of these possibilities: clarity, power, beauty, harmony, wholeness, abundance, freedom, love, joy, creativity, energy, health, well-being, intelligence. It goes on and on, these qualities of God that are the one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is my life now. It is profound and beautiful that this is true. And I am so grateful to each of you who have come today to support this community, to support me in offering this talk, to bring the 20 years of Sterling Study Group forward again and again, week after month after year. It is a blessing to have people who practice and who share that practice with us. It is an incredible grace that we are blessed with, and I am so grateful for it. I give thanks for it, and I give thanks for this opportunity to speak. It's always a gift that you give to me and to each of our speakers, to let us open to receive, to let us let it come in a powerful way for us to share. So that's what I have to share today. And I give thanks for each of you for bringing your consciousness to share. And I just send you love right now. And so it is.